Polish-French composer Frédéric Chopin was born on this date in 1810. Born to middle-class French parents in Poland, he published his first composition at age 7 and began performing in aristocratic salons at 8. He moved to Paris in 1831, and his first Paris concert the next year thrust him into the realm of celebrity. Renowned as a piano teacher, he spent his time in the highest society. He contracted tuberculosis, apparently, in the 1830s. In 1837, he began a 10-year liaison with the writer George Sand. She left him in 1847, and a rapid decline led to his death 2 years later. Chopin exhaustively exploited the instrument's capacities for charm, excitement, variety, and timbral beauty. His innovations in his use of the pedals and his general treatment of the keyboard were highly influential. Apart from 2 piano concertos, both in 1830, and 4 other works for piano and orchestra, virtually all of his compositions are for solo piano. Barely 18, little Willie John of Colindale, Arkansas, cut the first version of the song Fever in Cincinnati, Ohio, on this date in 1956. John was a powerful rhythm and blues vocalist and songwriter who recorded several hit songs. From Peggy Lee to Madonna, the song Fever lives on through countless versions, but John's haunting, tortured vocals have yet to be replicated. He left a brief but profound musical legacy. Congress authorized the first U.S. census on this date in 1790. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.